Now, verse 11, yea, they're greedy dogs. A lot of them are greedy, by the way, which can never have enough. And they are shepherds that cannot understand. They all look to their own, every one for his gain, for his quarter. In other words, what does this mean to me personally? And the important thing is not to give out the word of God. Preacher friend of mine who's retired, he and I the other day had lunch, and he said to me, McGee, you're making it very strong on radio. Suppose that people turn against you and won't support your program. I said, I'll go off the air and just tell the Lord about it. He intends two things. If he intends for me to stay on the air, he intends for me to give out his word. And that's his problem. And I'll be very frank with you. I think that's his problem, not mine, because he wants me to give out the word. Now, if he doesn't raise up friends, I won't have any. But I'm going to give out the word, friends. Now, notice, he says, verse 12, come ye, say they, I will fetch wine, and we will fill ourselves with strong drink. And tomorrow shall be as this day, and much more abundant. Well, these people drown their sad plight and their condition in drink, and they face the future as drunkards and blind optimists. And there are a great many people today that are facing life like that. They are drowning their troubles in drink today. And this nation of ours, my friends, we talk about the drug problem of the youth. What about the drunken problem, the alcohol problem of the adult today? I am on planes, I'm in motels, I'm in public places. I have never in my day seen as many people that drink. I was on a plane the other day, and there was a dear little grandmother on there. She was the sweetest looking little thing. I just wish she'd been my grandmother. And this dear little lady, I thought, ma'am, she won't have a cocktail. Do you know that girl, I heard her order. She ordered a Bloody Mary. Oh, boy, did she put them down. That old girl was accustomed to that sort of thing. And I thought, my, the morality of this nation, my friend, is gone out. And a great many Christians just like to hear some sweet, soft music. And today there are a great many so-called Christian radio stations. They major in music. Why? Because you don't get in trouble if you play music. But if you give out the word of God, you do, my friend. Because Isaiah is saying some very strong things here. And I wish he'd cool it, by the way, because he may get me in trouble.